From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery. Thank you for listening this afternoon. Alaska's public schools likely won't get all the money lawmakers approved in a bipartisan vote last month. That's after Governor Mike Dunleavy unilaterally reduced education funding with a line item veto. Dunleavy cut $50 million in basic per student funding. He said declining oil revenue left him no choice, though legislative leaders say the budget they approved already accounts for falling oil prices. The veto means districts across the state will have less money for next school year. Lawmakers approved a larger one-time boost last year. Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Superintendent Clayton Holland says he expects school systems across the state will be forced to cut staff, close buildings, and shutter more programs.
It's just devastating to our communities. You know, we've already been, over the years, cutting and cutting away. It's across the board. And I just worry, you know, what that's going to do to everyone, what that does for our students, what that does for the future of Alaska as people look to choose to have options elsewhere.
During this year's legislative session, lawmakers overrode a veto from Dunleavy to increase the base student allocation by $700. It was the only significant increase approved by the legislature in a year otherwise marked by austerity and spending cuts. Thursday's veto was the first time in recent memory, and perhaps longer, that the governor had reduced long-term funding specified by state law. Senator Bill Willikowski, an Anchorage Democrat, says the veto could run afoul of the Alaska Constitution's mandate that the state establish and maintain a public school system.
There, I think, is a legitimate question about whether or not we are getting into that area where we are not following the constitutional and Supreme Court mandate to adequately fund education. I think that's an open question at this point. I wouldn't be surprised if there was a lawsuit.
Lawmakers can override a budget veto with a three-quarters majority vote, but State Senate President Gary Stevens, a Kodiak Republican, says it's unlikely that enough legislators will be available for an override vote until they reconvene in January. Juneau's Fire Department is piloting a paid internship program this year that equips locals with certifications and skills needed to work in the fields. It's a long-term investment in the department's future after years of understaffing woes. Capital City Fire and Rescue's Sam Russell leads the program and says he wants to hire more people with roots in Juneau.
And I can see in the long term this being a really good way to keep the community protected by locals and not have to bring people in from the outside to do things.
CCFR will hire six interns who will earn their emergency medical technician and firefighter certifications over a period of 10 months. The program will qualify them for a permanent position with the department. Since the program covers a lot of training and eligibility requirements, Russell says he's looking for applicants that have the right personality, self-motivation, and the ability to get along with others.
And so we're looking for those things as opposed to certifications or past job history or anything in particular. We're really looking for that right attitude, right person.
Russell says he wants to see more people from all of Juneau's communities working as firefighters, too. He says Alaska Native and Filipino people are underrepresented in CCFR staff.
The fire department really should be a representation of the entire community, and we should be fairly diverse. And I'm hoping the internship program gives people the opportunity to get into the service when they might have thought that they couldn't.
He says that for some, taking time away from work and families to get certified isn't feasible. This internship breaks down that barrier by making the certifications part of the job. Interns will make roughly $3,700 a month. The applications are open until all the spots are filled, but Russell says he plans to start interviewing people on June 27th. The Juneau Career Firefighters Union is in negotiations with the city, and it says there are currently extreme levels of mandatory overtime and injured staff. Union representatives said earlier this year that the department needs higher wages in order to be more competitive with other departments who are hiring. And a shipping container full of empty industrial-sized fish food bags fell off a barge heading from Baranof Island to the landfill in Petersburg. Dozens of the plastic bags have washed up near Juneau over the past week. They came from the Hidden Falls Hatchery, owned by the Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association. Adam Olson is the operations manager there. He says high winds likely caused a container to go overboard near the southern tip of Admiralty Island in May. In a Friday news release, the Aquaculture Association said that the barge company it contracted to transport the trash, Latuya Freight Runners, did not contact them or make any efforts to recover the bags. Instead, another vessel traveling through Chatham Strait notified the hatchery staff about the incident on May 20th. Olson says he did not report it to any authorities, and a representative at the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation couldn't specify an official process for reporting such an incident in Alaska.
So we flew the area to see what was there, and we sent staff from the facility out in skiffs to collect refuse out of the water.
Olson says hatchery staff retrieved more than 1,000 bags over 6 days, but there could be thousands left in the water. The bags are white and the size of large dog food bags. Most of them are from an aquaculture brand called Bio Oregon, and others are from a brand called EWOS. Juneau resident Wayne Carnes discovered the litter about 90 miles north of the spill site when he was on a boat trip from Gustavus to Juneau last week. He retrieved 54 bags that had washed up near Funter Bay and were floating in the water nearby.
We don't want our fish eating these things because that's what happens to it eventually. It ends up as microplastics, and we've got enough of that in the water already.
The Aquaculture Association encourages those who have seen the litter to tell the Southeast Alaska Commercial Fishermen Marine Debris Cleanup Program. And residents are advised against harvesting clams, mussels, and other shellfish near beaches across Southeast Alaska due to concerns about paralytic shellfish poisoning. The Alaska Desk's Avery Elfelt has more.
Liam Wyrek Cassidy is an environmental assistant with the Chilkoot Indian Association. Every few weeks, at low tide, he heads out to a handful of beaches where he scoops up about 2 dozen blue mussels, marks their location, and freezes them before sending them to a lab in Sitka.
And there they crack open the shells, make kind of a smoothie, and they test them for the presence of paralytic shellfish toxins, Alexandrium. There's a couple other ones.
Earlier this year, samples taken in Haines at Portage Cove, Tyasanka Harbor, and Viking Cove came back positive for toxins from harmful algal blooms that can cause paralytic shellfish poisoning. Samples taken in Skagway's Naku Beach also came back positive. Advisories are in place for all 4 locations to discourage people from harvesting shellfish species that accumulate toxins as they filter through seawater. The toxins can cause illness or death when consumed in high concentrations. In Haines, I'm Avery Alfeld.
And now for this week's Curious Juneau episode. KTOO's Clarice Larson takes on why Juneau is Alaska's capital.
It's a question that has swirled around town for decades, often with some heated debate. Why is the state capital Juneau and not Anchorage? Kirk Smith is a volunteer with the Juneau Douglas City Museum, which works together with the Capitol Building to provide tours during the summer tourism season.
Well, the question does come up quite frequently, you know, why is a city that's inaccessible by road or rail, why is it the capital?
For this Curious Juneau, a listener asked us to take a look at where the question and the debate stands. Smith has been giving tours of the Alaska State Capitol since 2018, so he knows the building, its history, and its artwork like the back of his hand. He starts each tour in the Senate Finance Committee hearing room, where a painting of Sitka hangs on the wall.
Major issues that affect Alaskans are decided in this room.
He explained that the painting is there because Juneau wasn't actually the first capital of Alaska. Sitka was. But that changed in 1906.
Juneau was the largest and wealthiest and most successful city in the territory in 1900 when the Congress actually mandated moving the capital to Juneau. Anchorage existed in that time, in a sense. It was a small community.
But Juneau wasn't the state capital yet because Alaska wasn't a state yet. It was a territory. The Capitol building was built in 1929 and opened in 1931 as a federal and territorial building.
I like to refer to the architectural style as early 20th century American post office.
The federal government then gifted the building to the state when Alaska became the 49th state of the Union in 1959. In the decades since then, there have been multiple attempts to move the capital to a more populated area, and some of them almost succeeded. In 1974, Alaska voters passed an initiative to move the capital to the road system. But a measure to fund the move failed, as did 4 other capital move votes in 1960, 1962, 1994, and 2002.
It's a little bit like the zombie movie. It's never all the way dead.
Juneau Democratic Senator Jesse Keel says, despite the many failed attempts, there's always going to be a new effort to move the capital onto the road system.
You can count on it to come back, smelly and shambling and still a problem that has to be dealt with.
When Juneau became the territorial capital in 1906, Anchorage wasn't the hub that it is today. But now Anchorage's population is roughly 9 times the size of Juneau's population. And over the years, a lot of state jobs have migrated there. So much so that the movement coined the name Capital Creep, the slow trickle of state jobs moving away from Juneau and into Anchorage. Keel says he's obviously biased because he lives here, but argues there are numerous reasons why Juneau should remain the capital despite the movement away. For one...
Oh, good Lord in heaven, the price tag. I have no idea what that price tag would be. Hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars at least. And that's probably a lowball estimate.
He says that Juneau's identity as a town is intertwined with it being the capital of the state. Other states like California, New York, Texas, and Montana all have their capitals in locations that aren't the most populated area of their respective states. But House Representative George Rauscher, a Republican from Sutton, says holding the Alaska legislature at the Alaska state capitol in Juneau is a disservice to Alaskans.
It costs so very much money for our legislative constituents to come down and see us.
Since 2017, Rauscher has introduced a bill each session in the Alaska legislature seeking to have lawmakers convene in Anchorage instead of Juneau. He argues that Juneau is inconvenient and expensive for everyone who is not local and too far away from the state's big population centers.
And this is the only state on the planet where people have to take a boat or an airplane to go to do the work of the people.
His bill didn't go anywhere last session, nor has it ever in previous years. But there's always the chance it could get picked back up next session in January. But every time the issue springs up, so does opposition. Here's Keel again.
As long as we remain dedicated and vigilant, I think we can continue to hold this off and keep this smelly old zombie that tries to shamble out of the crypt periodically from threatening the town. But you'll never stop it from getting reanimated by somebody somewhere.
In Juneau, Alaska's capital, I'm Clarice Larson.
For more Curious Juneau stories, or to submit your own question, go to ktoo.org/curious. And you're listening to KTOO in Juneau, Alaska's capital. Thank you for tuning in.